Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Well, then don't wait. Download the addictive mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. You want to play the game 85 million people have already downloaded? You're going to be hooked on Best Fiends in just a few levels, just like I was. They're always updating it, and with over 2,000 levels, there's always something new to do whenever you log in. Give it a try by downloading Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I think you'll like it. I play it all the time. Love it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, good morning. Welcome back. Hope your weekend was great. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy thinks she has fat fingers. Have you guys heard this story?
No.
Well, somebody pointed it out, of course, on Instagram. Thanks. And then I started staring and I was like, oh, wow. Like, my fingers are all puffy around my rings. Like, it is, like, sort of stuck on there, too. Do I force my rings on? I don't know.
How do you go on a finger diet?
I don't know. I started, like, thinking, should I start working out my fingers and my hands or just get bigger rings?
Oh, you just size up, yeah.
Do I size up?
Eddie's in those pants recently.
What?
Had to get bigger size of pants again.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, because you lost weight and then put it back on.
Correct. I do that about once a year. Twice a year, maybe.
I don't think your fingers look fat. I was looking at the picture.
Oof.
One person says something on Instagram, and then another one sees it, and then they comment, and then all of a sudden it's the Instagram.
That's right.
Yeah. Someone was like, do your fingers hurt? And I'm like, oh. And that was after the person that had written the fat hand comment. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then I started looking, and then, of course, I look at the picture, and all I see is, like, this big old hand that looks like a big old puffy rubber hand.
If you want to see it, Amy's on Instagram at Radio Amy. Welcome back
just
to the show.
Look for the big hand.
Look for the big hand. Yeah. You'll think it's just a picture of Amy's hand, but if you look behind the hand, you'll see the rest of her body sitting there too.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
44-year-old Kimberly Cooper randomly walked into Chicago's Northwestern Hospital. She was like, yeah, I just feel moved because I had heard these stories on the radio about people getting on lists and testing out their kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't know anyone, but she had just seen it on the news where you could go get tested and maybe you would match with someone. And maybe you don't. Yeah, that's a thing too. Maybe you don't. And she matched. She was a match for 21-year-old Brendan Flaherty, who had been waiting for 6 years for a kidney.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And that's how rare that the matches are. You have to be exactly right on. Other people heard her story. They started to donate because it was on the news.
They just showed up.
Yeah, six other people randomly showed up and donated kidneys to other patients at the same hospital because what she did when she walked in and donated a kidney at that hospital. Didn't even know anybody.
Wow.
We're in outrage culture right now, and it's stories like this that are just awesome. Because all you read all the time are, you don't believe with me. We're on two different sides of the world and the law and politics.
Yeah, there's a lot of negativity.
I bet you all seven of those people don't agree on politics. And they don't have to. It's the whole point of this thing.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
They're walking in and they're like, I'm only going to give my kidney to somebody that voted for.
You better
for
love Paul Ryan or I'm out.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. And that's what I like to see. Thank you very much. I see you. That's an amazing story to Kimberly, to everybody there. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
So, Amy, your husband wants to start playing basketball now?
Yes.
What's wrong with that, though?
Well, I've known him since I was 8, and I've never known him to play basketball all whatsoever. He played football. He did weightlifting and, you know, his pilot. I know his extracurricular activities, and none of them have ever included basketball.
Why are you being a hater on him?
What? I'm not being a hater. I'm just like, have you ever hooped it up?
So where did this interest come from?
I'm just worried. Like, he's going to try to get out there and do his thing, and then he's going to get injured. He got invited to this group. Like, you know, there's like coffee group, like men's groups, coffee group, whatever.
Like church group?
Yeah, it's like this group that meets, and they've invited him to come play basketball. And he's gonna go, and I'm worried.
A little bit of hater tone,
yeah,
right, guys?
A little bit.
So what, he wants to go try something new.
I'm worried. What? I want him to try something new, but basketball is a really... He's in shape. Don't get me wrong. I'm not worried about that, but it's a different... like. Even him being a football player, which I know he knows the game, but we're getting older. He's 40. He's going to be out on the court. It's going to be a lot of pressure.
There's no pressure in pickup.
There's no... Okay. Hey, you tell me. I don't know. I just found it to be odd that now all of a sudden he's going to start playing basketball.
I don't think it's about basketball. I think it's about the fellowship with the guys.
Sure. Okay. All right. Just as long as it doesn't include any fellowship at the hospital.
It may.
Okay.
Because there's lots of feet, lots of jumping, lots of ACLs.
Agility.
Now, you're just saying words at this point, but...
Well, we're going to have to run some drills at home so we get him ready and warmed up.
Amy's overreacting a little bit, right, guys?
A little bit. I mean, absolutely. Let him play. I play soccer and you guys make fun of me. Let him play some basketball.
You play soccer. I'm just worried because I don't even know that I've ever seen him hold a basketball.
So you're embarrassing maybe the worst on the team.
I don't know. It's just foreign to me. But hey, yeah, new hobbies at 40.
Wow, such a hater right now. Wow. Okay, well, let us know how it goes. Hey, hater in the house.
Hater in the house.
Bobby Bones. Thomas in Delaware, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, dude?
Is this Bobby?
Yeah. Is it Thomas?
Yeah, this is Thomas from Clarksville, living in Delaware. And I'm getting ready to... I'm actually an hour and a half early from my job interview doing some...
Love that.
You know, some notes and stuff.
Love that. Love it. Love it that you're early. So what, you a little nervous? Do you sound like a little nervous?
Yeah, of course. I'm a little nervous. This is a game changer for the family and myself. So nervous in a good way. Put myself in a good position to get this interview. So I'm ready to knock it out the park. Just wanted some of that little music, motivational music that you always play for your listeners.
Yeah. Remember this. Let me hit you with some motivational words first. Remember, you're nervous because it means something. It means something because you worked hard to get it. Now, the key to impressing someone when you're talking to them is your alert rate is up, but your heart rate is down. Okay? So, What I've found is that you play the song Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. And this song comes on, and you're like, all right. And it's pumping you up. You're like, I can do this. But your heart stays solid. That's your heartbeat right there. Your mind up, your heart down. You're thinking at a high level, but you're not acting crazy. So I take a second, I just play this song. I just play Seven Nation Army. Listen to the whole song.
All right, I will.
Yeah. Take deep breaths. Know that you are in this spot. And even if you don't get this one, there'll be another one. And there'll be three more. There'll be seven more, because you're not going to stop until you get it. You know, it's hard to beat somebody who doesn't quit. Are you going to quit, Thomas?
Never.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You can't beat somebody who don't quit. Are you going to quit, Thomas?
Never.
All right, knock him dead, dude. You get an hour and 25 minutes. But still, an hour and 25 minutes, knock him dead. Remember, alert up, heart down. Got it?
Alert up, heart down.
That's
I
right.
Got it.
Keep the heart rate down. All right, buddy. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Dang. I'm on to something there with that alert. That's why not it.
But that's not the words, exactly.
I've been working on the like phrasing. But the heart rate down is the thing.
Yes.
It's like mind frame up, heart frame died. Something. I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah.
I'm tinkering with it.
You got time.
That's how you know this is in the scripted show. Because I wasn't that good. Like, the idea was good.
You'll get there.
But the words weren't exactly there.
Talk it out.
Yeah. But everything I said, though, I stand behind. I think. Yeah. I'll go listen back.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
An attempted kidnapping in a small town near Minneapolis was stopped thanks to a neighbor being nosy. Video footage shows a woman outside a Domino's Pizza when a man walks up, grabs her, and forces her across the street to his van. The neighbor heard some screaming, thought it was kids playing, wanted to go see exactly what was going on, but she saw a woman being forced into a van.
Oh my goodness.
So she calls the cops and goes, I think I'm seeing a kidnapping. And they pulled over the van, got the person out of it.
Wow.
How thankful are you if you're that woman that someone came in? Oh, because me, I hear something, I don't go check on it.
Mm-mm.
Actually, I run from it. I go, what is that? I don't want to get beat up.
There
I'm out of
go.
Here.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The kidnapper's been caught. Shout out. I guess there's no name, huh? Would you want your name, Lunchbox, if you did this?
Absolutely. If you're going to do something heroic in the news, you need to get your publicity, because then people start a GoFundMe page for you and you become rich.
Her name, they're handing me to me. Cindy Vadnais. Do you want to give her some money for GoFundMe?
No, I don't, but somebody will.
Okay, there you go.
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Decatur, Georgia. You know, one of those ATM couriers, those big metal trucks that deliver all the money. They show up to a bank 6:45 in the morning. They're like, oh, we're going to drop off some money. They leave the vehicle running, go inside, come out, $1.8 million gone.
The money truck just left the door unlocked?
No way.
They left it running with the keys in it, but they locked the doors.
That sounds like an inside job.
Wait, wait, wait. So they locked the money doors, but they left the driving doors unlocked.
And whew, someone took off with the truck.
Oh, wow.
$1.8 million.
That's so funny. They locked the money doors, but they left the driver's side door unlocked.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So did they ever get the money back?
No.
Will someone be able to get in there, like, with a torch?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, from the inside. It's like, from the truck, it's hard to get in from the outside, but you just pull the seat down.
Oh, no, no, no. Later, they
pull
the back
seat down and take the money.
Yeah, they found the truck later with no money in it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Inside job.
Yeah, don't
inside,
y'all think?
Inside job.
Yeah, there's no way.
Inside job.
It's like, dude, I'm going to be at the corner, fifth. And money.
And I'll
fifth and money.
I'll leave the lock up.
I'm going to get out.
Keys are in the ignition. Like, have fun.
He's like, I'll meet you in Canada.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, where'd you get trapped? And I asked that because there's a guy working on an ATM. The thing shuts on him, and he's trapped inside the ATM. And so people will come up, and he passes out through the receipt hole notes. They're like, help me!
Yeah, how
help
crazy.
Me!
You're trying to get cash, and then you're like, what?
And
there's a human in here.
Screaming at people. So where have you been trapped? Hey, Timmy! What's happening, buddy?
Sir. Now, what's going on?
Tell me where you were trapped.
Well, I was working on my car. I was like 18, and it was like 12 years ago. And I was working on my car, and I had it jacked up. And where I had it jacked up, it was real soft, and the jack fell. And the car come down and pinned me under the car.
Oh.
And my and I couldn't. I was in the dirt. It wasn't a concrete or asphalt, but I couldn't get my shoulders around to like dig out from under myself so I could get out because my shoulders were pinned back. But my cousin came by. And she jacked the car up, and I was able to get out from under it, and it was about 2 hours.
Dude, you're lucky you're not dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever dream about that? Because that's a traumatic experience.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Woo, man. As Jerry Clower used to say, woo-wee. Once at work, I got trapped in the storage closet where all the prizes are.
Yeah, you did.
For 2 hours. I went in and the door shut and I was like, I couldn't get out and the doors were really thick wood and I was banging. Nobody could hear me.
The back of the building.
And luckily I get to work hours early. And finally when everybody else showed up, they're like, where's Bobby? And I was like, help me! And finally someone was like, what's that noise? It was me.
Stuck in the equipment closet.
Yeah, I was stuck in there with like all the free CDs and koozies. It was like prize galore. All right. Amy, where were you trapped?
In an elevator.
Yeah.
When I was coming to work once, but I got out. I wasn't like trapped forever. No one had to rescue me, but I did have to press the button and like it calls someone.
Oh,
remember, I brought in audio.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like calling 911, even if you need it. It still feels weird.
Yeah, because you're in the elevator and then they're like, hello? And I was on my way to work and it was so early in the morning. I feel like it had been transferred to someone who was working from home. Like, you know how calls get transferred to maybe someone that's at home and they're like, hello.
Yeah,
I'm like,
what?
I'm trapped in an elevator.
They're like, Kenneth, why are you calling at this hour? I'm like, no, it's not Kenneth, it's Amy and I'm in an elevator.
Yes, help me.
Okay. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Talking about getting trapped. What do you think?
Yeah. So my husband and I moved into a new apartment complex that has a gated parking deck. So I drive into the parking deck and my husband's outside bringing in groceries and I park my car on the 8th floor and I get out and I cannot find the exit anywhere, like to get out of the parking deck or to get into the apartment. I can't find any doors anywhere. So I'm walking up and down and I look out over and I see my husband walking on the sidewalk. So I yell out to him, can you help me? I'm stuck in this parking deck. And he just looks up and starts laughing. He doesn't even try and help me for at least 15 minutes.
Because, and how did you get out?
He finally found the door, but I was just stuck walking up and down this parking deck trying to find an exit, and I couldn't get out.
That Seinfeld episode where they can't find the car, and they're just walking out. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Brittany. I appreciate you for calling.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Brittany in Richmond, Virginia. Let me do another one. Hey, Lauren in Iowa City. And Lauren, let me tell you about Iowa. I love it. I've only been one time. That's one of my favorite places. I love it. It was amazing. Anyway, enough about me. How about you?
So I got stuck in a walk-in freezer at work at Kinnick Stadium, the football stadium in Iowa City. I was catering there. We were doing like catering for the suites upstairs, and I went down to go get something from the freezer, and it sealed.
Oh no!
It's like that Brady Bunch episode where they get stuck in the meat locker, the freezer. Why? So wait, did you worry you were gonna like die?
Yeah, you know that like flight or fight thing. I definitely like went into like this is it. Like, I'm going to die here. Like, I kind of just, like, gave up. It had been kind of a while, and I had my phone, but my boss upstairs wasn't answering, so I just assumed that this was how I was going to go.
You couldn't call anybody else?
Yeah. In retrospect, I could have called anybody in the world.
That's my thought was, okay, the boss didn't answer. I call anybody. I just hit numbers. Maybe the elevator guy from Amy's Elevator answered. Kenneth, what? No. I'm trapped in the ice machine. Thank you for your call. Hey, Lauren, appreciate you.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Hey, Carissa in Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I'm totally going to fangirl right now because I'm so excited to finally get through and talk to you guys.
Well, we're happy you called in. What's happening? What are you doing right now?
Driving to drop my kids off to my mom's and then go to work.
Yeah, what kind of job you have?
I'm an office manager at a dental office.
Oh, do you have to deal with people's mouth? You have to look in their mouth?
I work at the front desk, but I still have people walk in and just open their mouth and be like, can you fix this?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. That's why I was asking, because I'll go and be like, hey, check this out. And
no, I hate it.
Yeah, well...
But I just wanted to call and say that I love you guys. I totally, being like a radio DJ would be my absolute dream job. So I love listening to you guys every morning, everybody. I cried when Amy got her kids. I bawled my eyes out because me and my husband also went through fertility struggles, and then we finally got our twins that are now 4. And me and them, we love listening to you guys every morning.
Well, thanks a lot. Congratulations on those kids.
Thanks. Hey, Jax, you want to say hi to Bobby?
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, one more time.
Hi, Bobby.
What up? How old is he, 19?
No, they're 4 and a half. His name is Jax, but Adeline's my shy one, so she won't talk.
Well, tell them we say hello. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you listening.
Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you. Thank you. See you later. Appreciate you. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. I give you the original name of a company. You guess what we know it as today.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
I'll go first with you, Amy. Okay. PCs Unlimited. What computer company was called PCs Unlimited before they changed their name to what we know it as now?
PCs Unlimited?
PCs Unlimited.
Hewlett Packard?
No.
Hewlett Packard. Interesting guess.
Yeah, it's Dell Computers.
Ooh.
There's not a wrong answer. Is it Hewlett Packard or Packard?
Packard with a D.
I don't know either. Okay, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Quickster. What was originally called Quickster?
Oh, that's Napster.
No, Netflix.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Eddie. What company was called Status?
Status? I'm sure that was probably Apple.
Twitter.
Oh, Status.
Like, give your status. Tweet.
What company was called Blue Ribbon Sports? Athletic company. Blue Ribbon Sports.
Adidas.
Oh, Nike.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's
Lunchbox.
Weird.
Yep.
Blue Ribbon.
What was called Relentless? Kind of a technology company, but they do a little bit of everything.
Oh, Relentless.
Relentless. What company?
Yeah, that's definitely those smartwatches.
Amazon. No. Smartwatches. Eddie, what company, you may know this from history.
Okay.
It's called Backrub.
Backrub?
Huge company.
What kind of company? Do you know?
Mostly technology.
Technology?
Massive.
Backrub. Probably Facebook.
Google.
Oh!
Google was called Backrub.
Well, we're getting none of these right.
I'm sorry, we're getting better.
It's still fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm having a good time.
Amy, what was called Walton's Five and Dime?
Walton's. Walmart.
Walmart, that's correct.
Good old Sam. Mm-hmm.
Walton's Five and Dime.
Mm-hmm. Good old Sam.
Sam Walton.
I used to work for him.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What was called Goodfellow Dry Goods? It's a big store. At one point, it was called Goodfellow Dry Goods.
Oh, that's PetSmart.
No, it's Target. Hey, we'll do one more. Eddie.
Come on.
What company used to be called Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web?
Oh, yeah.
He said
it. For sure, Jerry's Guide to the
Jerry's
World Wide
Web. Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web.
Yeah, ask Jeeves.
What were you going to say, Amy?
Because not Google, because I already had Google.
No, Urban Dictionary.
Yahoo.
Oh, yeah.
What was
man.
It called?
Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web.
That's a long one.
Amy, I'll give you one more since you won. Pete's Super Submarines. What company now was Pete's Super Submarines?
Give me a hint.
Submarines.
Oh, Subway.
There you go.
Submarine.
Why was you picturing, like, in the water?
Your hint is the first part of the word, submarine.
Okay.
There you go. A little history lesson for you this morning.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Kind of sad news to pass along. I guess I can have lunch do it, but his Sam's Club shut down. The one that made him.
The one that he worked at?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam's Club 6416 in San Antonio, where I really got my wings as a cart guy, closed its doors.
Wow.
I was there for 2.5 years, up that hill every day, pushing carts, 8 hours a day, sun, rain, cold, didn't matter. I was out there busting my tail. It's no longer Sam's Club 6416. Rest in peace.
So is the building still there?
The building is still there, but they closed their doors.
What are they doing with the building?
Not sure. I was wondering if I could get a cart from there for my house as a memento.
That's funny.
I thought that would be awesome.
So whenever they change to a new store, just go up and be like, hey, can I come in and check out the house, the Sam's Club that built me?
Oh, the store that
That's
built
true.
Me.
That's true.
Yeah, excuse me. Do you mind if I just take a look around?
I'll only leave with a memory.
That's right. That's all you want to leave with.
I know they say you can't go home again.
Hey, it's Lunchbox. I used to work here.
I just had to come back one last time.
I used to push carts.
Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam.
$6.18 an hour, that's what I got paid.
These handprints on the front steps are mine.
Sam's Club 6412.
Up those no, 6416.
Don't talk over the song.
Well, you messed up.
It doesn't matter.
You
got to get started.
It's where
again.
I did my homework and I learned to play guitar.
Yeah, I got school tomorrow morning.
And I bet you didn't know. Under that live oak.
I'm going to go to lunch, Jimmy.
My favorite dog is buried in the yard.
All right, see you tomorrow, Frank.
I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it.
Good night, everybody.
This brokenness inside me might start here.
Well, thanks for the tip, man.
Out here, it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself.
Thanks for shopping at Sam's Club.
If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
It is. Yeah, we're trying to do the Lunchbox Sam's Club version.
Sorry.
Yelled over the words.
Well, it was Sam's Club 6416. Yeah. I don't want people to get it confused with some other Sam's Club that built me. Sam's Club 6416. And I made more than $6.18 an hour, I'll tell you that right now.
I was just going with it.
Yeah. I was the highest paid cart guy.
Yeah. Sam's Club, it's me. Lunchbox,
what's
I miss
this?
You.
Jerry Maguire.
I just want you to know that.
Oh, yeah.
Sam's Club, I can't stop thinking about you. You complete me. I love touching every part of your cart. Thank you, Sam's Club.
She'll let you in her house.
Sam's Club, can I work at a different one?
Knocking late at night.
Where's the bottle of water? Have any song.
Yeah,
that
I
was
like
the Jerry
one.
Maguire one. Where
you
they would be like,
complete
yeah,
me.
You would say, Sam's Club. You complete me.
He's not laughing,
so
Bones.
Many good memories there.
Yeah, he's not.
I grew up there. That's where I got laid off.
Oh.
Sam's Club, I'll never be the same without you. Don't go, Sam's Club. Don't go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Sam.
Sam.
Sam. Come back to me, Sam. Sam.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you.
Sam.
That is how I know.
All right.
Know.
All right. Sometimes things get out of control.
Guys,
yeah.
Let's have a moment of silence for
we just had three songs dedicated to it.
6416, RIP.
I'm sorry to hear your Sam's Club's closed, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Lunchbox, you're up, babe.
There's a men's club in Saginaw, Michigan. They collect shoes every year for underprivileged kids. This year, they had the Breakfast of Champions, and they surprised 300 kids with brand new pairs of shoes. And over the 9 years, they've donated 3,000 pairs of shoes.
Man, that's really cool. Good for them. Where is that? Saginaw, Michigan?
Saginaw, Michigan. Shout out.
Shout out Saginaw.
Shout out to Saginaw.
You ever been to Saginaw?
No, no, you know where it is in Michigan, is it?
Like, hey, Ray, you're from Michigan. Where's Saginaw?
Yeah, it's in the Lower Peninsula.
Are you making that up?
No, it's in the LP.
So, what part did you live?
I was in the Upper Peninsula, right next to Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Is that the Mitten?
Above the Mitten.
You lived above
it's
the Mitten?
It's the snow that falls on the Mitten.
So, in the state of Michigan...
Yeah.
I know the Mitten.
There's a part above the Mitten that's not even connected to the Mitten. The only way it's connected is by a bridge.
So, there's you look at it and go, that's the snow?
Yeah.
Falls on the Mitten?
Yeah, because it looks like snow falling on a Mitten.
Huh. So you lived on an island?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't even live in the Mitten. Everybody always assumes that. So, like, point in the Mitten. I wasn't in the Mitten.
Oh,
man. He was the snow that falls on the
you
Mitten.
You were so unfairly judged.
Exactly.
Wow. Oh, well, shout out Saginaw and shout out to that group. That's pretty cool. That's telling something good.
Bobby Bones.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
What really minor thing are you overly opinionated about? Where people just roll their eyes because you have such a big opinion about something so dumb. And I'll go first.
Oh, I know mine.
Mine is that Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie. I've been fighting this fight in the minority for 10 years. Just on this show. Because I think that same movie can happen at any point of the year. It just happens to be set at Christmas. Now, I believe Home Alone is not a Christmas movie. Who believes it's a Christmas movie? Say I.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, see? But I'm very passionate about that. Amy, what's yours?
Mine is microwaves. I mean, I don't have one. I'm the only person I know that doesn't have one. And I try to defend why I don't have one, and nobody ever gets it. They don't understand why I don't have a microwave. And I feel like, for one, it takes away nutrients from the food I'm zapping. And for two, there could be some radiation issues and maybe cook my food and make it carcinogenic.
Do you annoy people with your opinions on microwaves?
Probably. And I know I annoy anybody that comes to visit me at my house. Like, they're staying there and they just want to reheat their coffee, and I get out a pot and I turn on the stovetop and I pour their cup. And yeah, like, it's a whole annoying thing.
Like the pilgrims over at Amy's house.
It's almost like people look at food and they're like, well, how do I reheat this? I'm like, the oven?
Lunchbox, what's your overly opinion?
People that use plastic bags at the grocery store. I get so annoyed if I go to the grocery store and they try to tell me, oh, sorry, we don't have paper, or, I don't know where one is. Well, find one. Sorry, if you're too lazy, find me a paper bag, because plastic is so bad for the environment that I want paper bags. And when I see people walking out of the grocery store with plastic, I'm like, why don't you use paper?
Oh, you'd hate me. That's all I use, the plastic bags.
Bobby's like, does anybody got any extra plastic?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, can I get this triple layered? That bothers you, huh?
Oh, it bothers me. I usually use my ones that I have, the reusable ones, but if I forget them, I want paper. But you people that use plastic, you should all be fined.
Ah, interesting.
Oh. Wow, fined. So sometimes do you find yourself having to just hand carry everything in
the
car?
I do that sometimes, and my wife thinks it's the most obnoxious. She goes, just get a bag. I said, no, and I'll stuff them in my pockets, and I'll be carrying everything in my arms.
It's so weird he's so environmentally friendly, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's great that you are, because I definitely am leaving a bigger carbon footprint than you are, no doubt.
But it just doesn't fit his MO.
Yeah. He's dirty. Would you agree with that?
I'd say I'm dirty.
Okay, guy, cool. Eddie, what's your opinion? A little too big.
Mine's just, I just don't like when people don't say thank you. Like, there's just not enough thanks in the world. That's it. And I'm very vocal about it. If someone holds the door open for you, say thank you. Someone sneezes and blesses
you. So would you challenge someone right away? If you open the door for them and they don't say thank you?
I say you're welcome.
Lunchbox is shaking his head.
Listen, you think Eddie goes around saying thank you to all these people?
No.
Of course I do.
I don't.
I'm very thankful.
Here's Eddie the Poser trying to act like he's the good human again. Like,
there's a little bit of Eddie the Poser going on there.
He does that like, oh, I'm just such a good citizen. And let's go to
Raymundo. Is a little bit of Eddie the Poser on?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
You would think that Eddie was saying thank you and yes, please and yes, ma'am every
okay,
quarter.
Yeah.
Give me a compliment.
But that
somebody.
Circles back to, that just makes you think of when Morgan number two did the Bobby cast with you, Bobby, yeah. And she said that Eddie's the most authentic person on the show.
And I said, no, he's not. He's faking it to you because she doesn't know him any more than sitting in here on the air.
Eddie, that's so weird because 2 days ago I sneezed. Did you say bless you?
I did.
Nope, you did not. I go, okay. Oh, bless me.
Wait, he's counting now.
Well, but you said it. You just said it's your thing. Okay.
Well, thank you guys.
No.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
If you suffer from fear of missing out, then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it and what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why was the baby ant so confused?
Why was the baby ant so confused?
Because all of his uncles were ants. Get it?
Oh, no, we get it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah. Abby in North Carolina. Hi, Abby.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a concern. We had a package that was delivered to our front door, and our neighbor kids, who we have suspicion that they stole it, we've had problems with them in the past, and we ended up finding what was inside the package in the woods behind our apartment, and I'm wondering if I should go to their door and confront them.
Are you asking Judge Common Sense?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on. All right, okay. Judge Common Sense is now in the courtroom. Thank you. You all may be seated. So what I'm hearing is you think someone stole a package because someone has stolen things in the past and you like to confront someone. What you think. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. Now, I don't think you can go over to the neighbors and be like, I think your kid stole this. What I would suggest you do if this is an issue is get one of those little cameras.
Yeah.
And be proactive yourself about making sure nobody else steals anything. Because if you don't know, you don't know. If you have footage, you need to get one of those doorbell cameras.
Yeah.
And they actually make them rather inexpensive now where you can just look at your phone. I don't think you go to the neighbors. It's going to be awkward. You may not be right. You could be. You probably are, but you may not be right. And the court doesn't deal in probables. So my advice would be, if you're worried about things like this, you put a doorbell camera up on your front door.
And go from there.
Yeah, because you just can't go over being all accusatory, you know what I mean?
Right. I guess it's only hard because it hurts because they didn't steal from me. They stole from my 6-year-old and my 3-month-old.
No, I get it. I get it. But unless you actually saw it, you can't go over there and be I saw it. I know you. They probably did it. Listen, I've heard stories about them. They're kind of rotten. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. But no, you can't. Yeah. You can't. You have to find it yourself. You have to have proof in this court of law. So Judge Common Sense says you need to have proof. So if this is a thing, take care of it and get your own proof.
That makes sense.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the call, though, Abby. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
I am.
Okay, thank you. But Judge, you may all, I mean, leaving the courtroom, thank you. Amy, how'd you feel about that?
I wonder if you get her package back, though.
Duh. Tough noodles.
Okay.
She got it back. She found it in the woods.
Oh.
You just go to Amazon. Call them.
That's
like,
true.
Hey, I'm Jeff Bezos.
For sure those kids did it though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Time for another round of Riddle Me This. I will give you a children's riddle. If you get it, you stay, and if you miss it, you're gone.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a riddle for the kids.
We're doing it that way.
Should be easy.
It's called Riddle Me This. And whoever wins gets to do it in that voice. But you don't if you don't win. It's a treat. Ready for question number one, Amy, in Riddle Me This?
Ready.
You can see me in water, but I never get wet.
Reflection.
Ooh, she came hard and fast with that one. That is correct.
Woo! Oh.
No, you didn't win.
Oh.
Don't you dare.
Oh, okay.
1 point. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I'm the only organ to name myself. What am I?
You're the only organ.
I'm the only organ to name myself. What am I? Riddle me this.
Only organ to name myself. You're an instrument.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the brain, because the brain actually names the things.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's what the brain does.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
These are kids' riddles.
Mm-hmm.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
The more you take, the more you leave behind. That should be easy.
Yeah. The more you take, the more you leave behind.
You are your breath.
A breath. No, sorry.
That's so terrible.
It's footsteps. The more footsteps.
Oh.
Let's go around the room more time.
Okay.
Amy, ready?
Ready.
What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs? Now, you have two kids now. You probably have to ask some fun questions all the time. What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs? I feel like the brown's a little misleading.
What? A head, a tail.
Oh, let's just say.
Oh, a penny!
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. She got it even with the
controversial.
I would have said, you know, it's kind of copper, right? Still got it. Lunchbox, what's easy to get into but hard to get out of?
Easy to get into but hard to get out of.
That's right. Riddle me this.
Easy to get into. Easy to get into, hard to get out.
Eddie, do you know what?
Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
Trouble.
That's correct.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can I answer?
Yeah, no. Whoa.
What? It's over. It's been wrong anyway. What has six faces but does not wear makeup? It also has 21 eyes, but cannot see.
Six faces, no makeup.
Amy's already won the game anyway. We're just asking questions at this point.
Six faces, no makeup. 21 eyes.
Oh.
A bug. A mosquito.
Oh, a
fly.
Deck of cards?
No, a dice.
A dice.
Oh. Six faces, but no makeup.
Oh, my goodness.
Our big winner is Amy. Going 2 for 2. Now, I will turn it down. You should.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And. There's your winner. Nice work, Amy. You want one for the win?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What has teeth but cannot chew?
Hold, please. Teeth but cannot chew.
What has teeth but cannot chew?
I know this. Hold on.
It is a comb.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
But our winner, Amy.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Amy has two kids, a 10-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son. They recently moved to the United States from Haiti. She went to a 5-year adoption process. And he doesn't know English that well. She knows more, but their first language is French Creole.
Yes.
And so at times, there's a language barrier.
Oh, yeah. Every day, but yeah, we get through it. So I've shared some of those moments, and it's fun to see listeners sharing with me moments they have with their kids that also speak multiple languages. So one listener wrote in saying that her daughter speaks English and Polish, and the word die in Polish means give me. And so a lot of times kids in English say, give me, give me, give me. So if she's out shopping, like at the grocery store, and her daughter wants something, instead of give me, give me, give me, she's in Polish going, die, 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 die. And she said
that's a messed up kid, yeah.
She said people always are looking at her like, what is happening? Why does your daughter want everything to die? So I thought that was a little funny, cute
note
from a listener. And we love when y'all share stuff like this, because then
we don't feel so dumb. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Who's the actor or actress that no matter how many times they try, you just can't take them as a different character? And no matter how many times, they may jump in 10 other shows. Because I know that this Chandler from Friends, yeah, I just can't see him as anybody.
That's a really other than good Chandler. Example.
And he's tried 8 shows, and they continue to put him in shows. And he's only Chandler. And I get the frustration. Now people will go, oh, he should shut up and make millions of dollars. Like, that part I get too. He did. But it's got to be, as someone creative, like, you want to move on. Even Joey. That whole Friends cast is tough. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston has done it the best.
Yeah.
But I can't see Chandler Bing as anybody but Chandler Bing.
Because Courtney Cox, but I don't watch that Cougar show. But
she does okay. I can see. She does other stuff fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is it for you?
Mario Lopez.
So even all the extra stuff, you only see Slater.
I'm like, look at AC Slater really making it. You know? He's out there just reporting.
That's funny.
So you see AC Slater doing it. He also,
yes,
because I travel a lot and I'm in hotels, like the first channel I turn on, it's always him talking about movies from 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He's like, on demand right now on your TV. Check out the newest release, Superbad. And I'm like, wait, huh? Let's update that. Lunchbox.
Ashton Kutcher. I see him as Kelso from That 70s Show.
That's a good
Everything
one.
He does. That's all I think about.
Yeah, I guess I don't so much. I see him as Kelso, but he was such a kid then for me. Like, he was so young. I guess he just looks older now. But that dude is, like, super wealthy because of tech investments.
Yeah, he's really smart.
Eddie?
Anyone from Seinfeld, like Elaine, she's in Veep. Like, she's still Elaine to me. And then, do you remember Newman?
Yeah.
Hello, Newman. Like, he's always going to be Newman.
Lunchbox, you watch Veep.
I love Veep.
Does she do? Is she Elaine to you? Or
no,
she,
she's great. No, she's I've the seen Veep. She's the vice president. She is amazing at it, and she sells it. Like, I don't see Elaine at all.
Look up her net worth, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, she's a
billionaire. I read really she's a billionaire.
Billion.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what else? She's not related to Richard Dreyfus.
Okay.
I always thought that was her dad.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Who?
At least I was the only one.
What a not fun fact.
mind blown.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus net worth. I know you're not going to spell it right, so just hit some keys that resemble it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. All right, here we go. Got it.
Okay, what is this?
Pulling
say?
Up. Oh, not that much. 200 million.
Oh, that's
well, first of all,
that's a lot of money.
But when we were expecting it to be more.
I thought she was worth billions, though. I don't know why I thought she was worth billions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Technically, at this exact moment, she is not a billionaire.
Go ahead.
But when she does up receiving all the inheritance from her father's estate, she will.
Oh, so that's why. Because her
Richard.
Dad is rich. Richard Dreyfuss.
Wait, yeah. I thought she wasn't.
No, she's not.
Oh, okay.
But that's what it is.
So she's not a billionaire.
She's made $200 million, but her parents are billionaires.
Oh.
Yeah, so then she'll be worth about $3
billion. Isn't that crazy?
Do y'all know the first female billionaire?
The Spanx girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Oprah.
I think Spanx was before Oprah.
And Oprah had Spanx Girl on, so it got her like...
You know. Oh, you mean Oprah had, not Spanx on, had the Spanx Girl on. Okay, got it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
A man got his wish to be a construction worker for his 98th birthday.
Wow.
That's what he wanted to do. It was on his bucket list. Go do a job, and he got to do that in New Jersey.
That's cool. They didn't let him run a crane or anything, right?
I mean, I think he was.
Let's see. What does this lever do?
Yes. Yeah. And it's a good reminder that you don't have to stop living just because you're 98. And if there's stuff you wanted to do, like drive and operate heavy machinery, you can do it.
That, I know. Good for him. But I want to say that how about when people start coming to you going, hey, is there anything on your bucket list you'd like to do? That's when it's probably getting a little tense.
You know it's near the end?
You know it's probably, yeah. When people start offering you the bucket list. But good for him. I do like that story. Thank you for sharing it with us today, Amy.
Yes.
Tell me something good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Eric in Kansas.
Yeah, how's it going, Bobby?
What up, buddy?
Long time caller, first time listener.
Wait, that doesn't make sense, but I appreciate that. All right, what you got for us? You have something for us?
Yeah, I just dropped off my kid, headed to work, but just wanted to ask you a question. I kind of developing this dad bod that Eddie's always talking about. It's easy to get and even easier to keep.
Yeah.
Just one of those people that I've had a high metabolism my whole life, so I don't haven't necessarily needed to work out, you know, and I used to have abs when my fiance and I got together and stuff like that, and she always said that I looked good. Well, now that I've developed a little more weight, she says a lot, you know, when I have my shirt off, that, you know, oh, I like the weight that you put on or whatever. Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if she really means that, or if she's just saying that because she loves me, you know what I mean? Like, should I, you know, make a concerted effort to, you know, maybe drop some of the weight, because she used to say that she liked how I look too, so which way is it? You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure. Okay, first of all, she's your fiance, right?
Yes.
So she's not going anywhere. So right. There's that. That's a big factor in this.
Big deal.
You do have a wedding, too. And if she's preparing herself for pictures in a wedding, I don't know if she is or not, then it's kind of up to you to also put in the work, just short term.
Right.
Would you feel like that's fair to say?
Yes. I mean, we just had a baby like 4 months ago. So, you know.
Okay, I do know. Okay, I would just go, if she likes it and she says she likes it, I'm okay. I don't think women like it. I think that they're... Eddie?
My wife says the same thing. I mean, I'm with him. He's speaking my language, because my wife says, I like it when you put on a little weight. I like you a little soft.
Maybe she just doesn't want you to have options. And so...
Huh? Bottom line.
You know
what you're saying?
Like, yes, the worse you look, the less women are...
I don't think she's thinking that, but...
No, that's why I think that's it, because... That, yes.
We, as married men, we have the, I guess, the luxury of really just letting ourselves go a little bit and being okay with it. Because what are we going to do? We're married.
Oh, but heaven forbid the girl let herself go.
Right. But,
Also, I will say, she was complimenting you when you had the abs, and she's complimenting you when you don't have the abs. So it sounds to me like you have someone pretty awesome that just loves you for who you are. However,
well,
you should take care
of
yourself.
Well, it's because I still have this face, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There we go.
He's a face guy.
Okay, well, be healthy. Take care of yourself.
I hear you.
I should probably exercise anyway. I just, you know, don't want her to feel like she has to pump me up and... things like that and not really mean it.
I think she probably is.
I think she's just nice.
It's either she's pumping you up and doesn't mean it, or she wants you to get bigger so other women aren't like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh, your theory on that.
No, I'm nailing it. That's real life America.
Get out.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Hey, Eric, appreciate you, buddy. So Amy has a 10-year-old daughter, and you caught her doing some other kids' homework?
Oh, yeah. She's smart. She's smart, and she's a survivor, and I saw this happen at the orphanage where she lived. All the kids relied on her for things. Like, I've said from the moment I spent time with her, I was like, this girl, if she's ever on Survivor, she will have all the alliances. Like, she will win. She could survive.
Out of necessity, she learned.
She knows how to get by and how to get everybody on her side. And, like, people rely on her. And, yeah. She's doing her math homework, and then I see her, we finish her homework, and then I see her bust out somebody else's homework. The girl's name is on the paper, and it's blank, and then I see her start filling it in, and I'm thinking, I didn't really know how to handle it, and then sometimes there's the English, like we're still learning English and understanding what exactly it is happening, and then her classmates, they don't know English either. They're from all over the world. So I'm like, maybe she's just, I know for a fact, she's like doing a solid for her friend. She's like, don't worry, I got you. But then she'll keep in her back pocket to where that person will always know they can trust her and she's got their back. I don't think she's charging them, although I wouldn't put it past her to be like...
Oh, that's the way to go. That's how I bought school clothes.
I thought of you, mm-hmm. And I was like, man, Bobby, he would do, what'd you do, like a dollar a page?
A dollar a page.
So then my husband made some comment about how... At least if you're going to do it, you should make money. And then her ears perked up, and I'm like, honey, don't tell her that, because we know that's not her intent right now, but now that she sees that as a business opportunity, and we've kind of told her if she wants braids again, she's going to have to pay for it. Now I'm thinking, oh, great. She's going to start doing everybody's homework just so she can get her extensions.
Well, listen, your husband, quite pragmatic, because if she's going to actually do someone else's homework... Either she's holding for favors later or for money.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, right now the money has been introduced, so that could be coming our way, which I'm sure that we'll get in trouble for it with the school.
Yeah, because it is against the rules.
But right now, I know it's her just doing a solid, because she does genuinely care about people, but she wants to show them that she can take care of them. And also, it's to kind of get them under her little belt.
Well, I didn't worry about a belt. But I would do probably 6 or 7 pages of homework a night for people. Dang, mostly math, because that's where most people struggled. So I'd go, hey, give me your homework. I'll do it. And so I'd go back to school and take it. I wouldn't give it to them until they gave me the dollar.
Nice. Smart.
And so they would give me the money, and then I'd make 6-7 bucks a day. You're talking about 5 days a week, 25 to 30 bucks a week. That's how I bought school clothes. That's how I paid for lunch. We didn't have any money growing up. So that was me working early. And so, man, I had quite the racket going.
Yeah, you did.
I never got caught either.
Hustling.
I don't even feel bad. Should I feel bad?
No.
I don't feel bad. No one was doing my homework.
Yeah, where are those people you were doing homework for? Where are they now?
I don't know, but I don't know.
They're probably paying someone to do their job right now.
Okay, that's funny. That's so funny, I'm just going to hit this. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. If you could have one voice of any singer, you got to pick the voice inside of your body, right? Any singer. Whose voice would you have? Think about that one for a second. Lunchbox.
Chris Stapleton.
Solid choice.
Powerful, distinct, and awesome.
All three of those, yes.
Yes.
The thing about Stapleton's voice is, I just feel like it's vocal cords slamming each other, and I don't know if it has the longevity.
Yeah.
Because I do. I think Chris Stapleton's voice is my favorite voice right now to listen to in music. I'm surprised his old bands aren't getting downloaded more, too, because people download the old Stapleton stuff. Okay, so you pick Chris Stapleton. That eliminates Stapleton, because I may have picked that, but Lunchbox took him off the board.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Amy.
I mean, Adele.
Adele. Why do you laugh so hard? Hey, Lunchbox did this thing like Stapleton. No, you're closer to Adele than Lunchbox is Stapleton.
Stop. Oh, I am?
Stop.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I just feel like I went with like a major powerhouse, but like that's pound for pound.
That's the point. Set fire to the ring.
Yeah.
You pick Adele.
She has voice problems, too.
She does. Oh, powerful people get the nose. I let it fall. Go ahead. My heart. Which one? Does it
fail? Who's
fire
who?
To
I thought that was Amy. I know it was Amy singing.
Get out. Trying to.
That's basically what I sound like.
Amy, so pretty much you already have her voice.
So Amy's taking Adele off the board.
Mm-hmm. Who you got?
Eddie, first round.
Alive or dead?
They have to be alive.
Alive? Okay, let's give me Bruno Mars.
Ooh.
I got that condo in Manhattan. Girl, you know what's happening. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
A good one.
Like, yeah, my name's Bruno. What up? Like, that's what I want. That rasp. I love people with raspy voices.
Yeah, Bruno. Man, that's a good one, too, man.
Hey. Strawberry.
Hey.
Got that condo in Manhattan.
Hey.
Girl, you know what's happening.
Hey.
Who'll you get this skimpy?
No, not yet.
No.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan.
Woo.
Baby girl, what's happening?
Hey.
You and your ass invited. So go on and get together.
Man.
Raymond, our audio producer, you get to pick any voice. Who do you take musically?
I got to probably go with a rapper.
Who?
I would say probably Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, but do you get his rap skills too, I guess? Is that what you want?
Obvi.
So you, okay, well,
hey. That changes the game.
It doesn't. That's the thing about life. You can bend
voice.
Life. If they don't give you rules, you can bend the rules however you want them.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances for this.
Raymond tastes Kendrick Lamar.
But now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my food, may taste like Kool-Aid for the
Okay. I'm going, if I can have any voice, what artist would you take?
I know what you want.
You don't.
What?
It's not.
That's his guitar skills. He would want his guitar skills.
Okay. Overall artist, probably John Mayer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But John Mayer's not the best singer.
Right.
Oh, man.
So you're going vocally with?
I'm going vocally with Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Really?
I think it's kind of weak. Really?
Super
distinct.
Sustainable. Distinct.
Now I'm just picturing you in like a little crop top on stage.
Yeah,
with your
they should.
Try your best, but you don't succeed.
I mean, this
Bones,
fits you.
That's your voice already.
When yes.
You thank
like,
you.
Sort of like
I mean,
no.
Kermit the Frog-ish.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, everybody. I'll fix you.
But even their big songs. So tired, like, they, you...
Oh.
I don't so good.
Why are you guys hating on mine?
I didn't expect you to go there at all.
I went for a lot of reasons. I went for distinctness, sustainability. Yeah.
Crop top.
Dress.
I used to rule the world. It It's just a pure voice.
Sounds like you already.
It isn't the strong. I mean, go ahead.
Can we take a second and think about if we were all just us doing the show, but we actually had those voices?
Yeah, we'd probably all go with our own careers.
Yeah. No, it would just be amazing.
We'd
like
be
certain,
awesome.
Certain segments just would really.
No, we would just sing every segment, and everybody would get annoyed.
Me and Emily talking about my junior, man, you know.
I want to say that I have a segment coming up. It is a telling me something.
It's me.
And that's your important story of the day. Yeah, I mean.
Morgan, number two, we're not going to leave you out of this. Pick any voice.
Oh, man.
She's 25 years old. 24 years old. So
pick someone raspy.
So she might pick like Hannah Montana. I don't know. Go ahead.
I think I'm going to have to go with Taylor Swift.
Vocally?
Again, great songwriter, great artist. Yeah. But like the Coldplay part.
Like Coldplay.
Yeah.
I can't hate on it.
No, I love Taylor. I'm obsessed, but
iHeartRadio Deep Track featuring Taylor Swift.
No.
Dear John.
You know what Taylor song I identify with, oddly?
I know, it's weird. 15.
Yeah.
Bobby's obsessed.
15. Yes.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Why is everybody hating on me on this?
No, just speaking our minds.
No, it is weird. You're like, and somebody loves you.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day.
At school.
Say hi to your friends. Seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way.
Life. That's what I do.
No, in the hallway, dude.
It's your freshman year.
Life.
And you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this.
Adulthood. That's how I see that.
No.
Senior boys,
yeah, that's true.
But when you're 15, somebody tells you they love you, you're gonna believe them.
Come on.
Man, what if deep inside you are like that's forever like
a,
15?
That's like a metaphor for life. It doesn't have to be 15. It can be adulthood. It can be college. It can be old age.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, but she says when you're 50.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. I'm taking it too literal.
You know what? You guys have been hating on me this whole segment, and I have the ability to end it, so goodbye.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The greatest love song of all time. If I say that, the greatest love song of all time, what comes to your mind? We'll also post this on Facebook. You can put a little comment up there. I'm going to give you a couple. This first one's my favorite song of all time, and it just so happens to be a love song. Ain't No Sunshine, Bill Withers.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I love this song. I can listen to it over and over again.
It's not warm when she's away.
Like, there is no sunshine when she's gone.
Yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's my favorite song ever of all time. All songs.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wonder.
Lunch, why are you confused?
I can see it's a love song. Now that you're saying it, I listen to the words. That's a love song. I thought it was about someone dying.
Mm-mm. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Come on.
That's good. That's real good.
I had a 1B. Was If Tomorrow Never Comes, my favorite Garth song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And it's such a...
If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Come on.
And they're both kind of reverse love songs.
Yeah.
Will she know
they're both scenarios where if something goes wrong...
It's kind of your thing.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Negative into love.
Yeah.
Because it's... Yeah.
You didn't know this one either?
No. I know this one. Is this one more romantic than Unanswered Prayers?
I don't know that
it's
there's...
different.
Yeah, it's just...
I feel like they're the same concept.
There are a lot of love songs. They're both about love. I'll give you that they're both about love. But I think however it hits you. And this one hits me.
Bones, I don't think Unanswered Prayers and If Tomorrow Never Comes is the same concept.
Maybe to him, though.
Okay, all right.
Like, it doesn't have to be a love song on Unanswered Prayers.
Yeah.
Because it could be a baby you didn't know you were going to have, like a surprise baby that you love so much now. And, you know, that it's... unanswered prayer.
I don't know, because unanswered prayers, he goes to the hometown football game.
Yeah, that's just right? The other night.
And a hometown, and he sees this woman that used to be hot, and she turns out to be ugly, and he's like,
no, he doesn't say that.
No,
he doesn't say that.
He's exactly just happy about the woman he's with.
Exactly.
After seeing her, he's like, yeah, I dodged a bullet on that one, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the love
song. That's how he interpreted it. Really funny.
Interesting. Well, I mean, listen, what if you prayed and prayed and prayed that you wanted, like I said, a baby, and you didn't get one, but then you adopted two kids like Amy.
Yes, boom. Mine is a perfect example of some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
nothing like if tomorrow never comes.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
okay.
It can be.
Could be.
I see it that angle. I got hung up on the football game. I didn't think about
and how
that.
The girl's ugly now. She used to be hot.
She probably was the head cheerleader, stayed in her hometown.
Oh, you've developed a whole, like,
yes, it's a small town.
Yeah, and I bet he was quarterback, and now he looks like.
And he comes back, and he's like, whoa. Yeah.
She what?
Whoa.
Hadn't been living on the farm and not doing much.
Huh.
Oh, my.
Interesting. Amy, over to you. The best love song of all time?
Randy Travis, Forever and Ever, Amen.
Yeah. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men.
Yeah! Yeah.
Wonder how long I'll be faithful.
They just don't make them like they used to.
Lunchbox, best love song of all time.
Simply the best, Tina Turner.
You're simply the best.
Yeah.
Of all...
Just listen to it. It's better than anyone I've ever met. Like saying, you are the, out of everybody in the world that I met, you are the best. Like that.
I always took this as kind of a first place song more than a love song. It's interesting how you interpret them.
A first place song?
Almost like all I do is win, like that. Like
you win the football game before you go see your ex-girlfriend.
Are you serious? This is her singing, saying, I finally found the one. Like, you are the one I've been looking for out of all these people. You're better than anyone in the whole world. Wow. Nope. You guys need to read the lyrics again.
No, we don't disagree with you.
No, you interpret it wrong. No. You think it's like a football game and they won the game. Yay.
They play that sometimes.
You're simply the best.
Like for first place. Like,
better
dude,
than
yeah, like you're better than everyone.
Better
you're
than
the best.
Everyone.
Like you're a good
Eddie
athlete. Okay. Oh, to me, it doesn't get any better than When a Man Loves a Woman. Not Michael Bolton, though. The old one.
When a man
Yeah.
Oh, Percy Sledge?
Listen to that.
Come on, let me hear it. Hold on.
Take his mind on nothing else.
That's true.
Oh, come on.
This is a cover?
What? No, this is the original.
Yeah.
That makes my heart tingle right now.
Does it?
Yeah.
Tingle?
Let's go to our 24-year-old head of digital over there, Morgan number two. Morgan number two, what song to you is the greatest love song of all time?
I Swear by John Michael Montgomery.
I swear.
Dang. Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a real good one.
It's a good one. I like to debate it.
Oh, with
why?
What?
No, but I can't.
Maybe the other version?
You mean
All for One?
Yeah, but no.
No chance.
Yeah,
I like this one better.
Me too. I'm just saying, at my 7th grade school dances, they probably played All for One.
I think we played both versions.
Yeah.
To satisfy everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mike D, a.k.a. Quiet Mike. What's your favorite love song of all time?
When the Stars Go Blue, Ryan Adams.
Mm. It's a good one, Mike D.
It's so good.
Wait, what is
Tim McGraw covered it,
Yeah,
too.
He did.
Yeah.
Where do you go when you're lonely?
Yeah.
Where do you go when you're blue?
You probably know the Tim McGraw version, Amy.
No, I know this one.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, sing it, Amy.
Lonely, I'll follow you.
Yes.
When the stars go blue.
You gotta be vulnerable with that.
I do know.
No, you're not being vulnerable.
Blue.
A little more, you gotta be like this.
When the stars go blue.
Let me mentor you.
When the stars go blue.
Crack a little. There you go.
There you
nice.
Go. Yeah, nice.
There it is.
When the stars go blue.
There
okay.
You go. There's our list. Of
good
the
love
greatest
song.
Love songs of all time. Eddie got mad at his waiter. Have you guys heard this story yet?
No. Of course Eddie got mad at someone in the service industry.
You, Lunchbox, you would be too.
Okay, hold on. I forgot about Lunchbox. Okay, so
you mean that Eddie is like...
Yeah, Eddie has no...
Chronically gets mad at... servers. Yeah.
Customer service is important to me.
Eddie's our video producer. Been married for 11 years.
Yeah, 11 years.
Two kids.
Maybe 12.
Oh.
Gosh, I gotta figure that out.
What happened?
So we're just sitting down to eat. We sit down, the waiter comes up, and he looks right at my wife. He's like a Latin guy. You know, he's got an accent. Like,
aren't you a Latin guy?
Yeah, but I don't talk like the way he did. He talked like this.
Okay.
And he looks at my wife and goes, good evening, my love, and gives her the menu. Then he looks at all of us, me and my kids, and goes, good evening, guys. And I was like, what? Okay, no big deal. Whatever, right? Okay. We eat. Well, we're waiting for our food. Our food comes. She gets her chicken. It's in the shape of a heart. I'm not kidding.
Chicken breast can be, though.
Okay, yeah. So he split it perfectly where it looked like a heart, like this,
okay,
bones.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I finally tell my wife, I throw my fork up. That's it. What? Do you notice? Do you realize? He's like, she's like, oh, totally. Is he totally hitting on me? I'm like, yes, he's hitting on you. He called you my love. He gives you the chicken in the shape of a heart.
What?
You realize he just wants a tip.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Yeah, oh, but
you want a tip? Don't hit on my wife.
Yeah.
I'm paying, obviously.
Is that what you wrote on your receipt?
No.
Tip.
Tip. Lay off my wife.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Again, let me just play server's advocate.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
As a server myself for many years, if a wife comes in with a husband and kids, I know she's off limits. So I'm going to play to her. That's who you play to.
You do?
Of course.
How about the kids? How about like, hey, little guys, what do you want to eat? Like, no, you go straight to the wife and be like, my love, nice shirt you have there. Like, get out of here.
Did he talk about her clothes?
No, he just said my love.
Okay, now you're adding to it.
Yes, of course, but he's like, probably adding to it anyway.
And now he's
no,
like
I'm
Russian
not. I have
something.
A picture of the chicken.
If he dies, he
if
dies.
If he dies, he dies.
No, he's Russian. Yeah,
and
Rocky
he's,
Four.
He's not the cook, he's the server. Like, maybe the cook is
you
into
you don't think
her.
He went to the cook and be like, can you make that in the shape of a heart?
No, Eddie.
For all, my love.
The server's got to play to somebody, and there's no risk. And flirting with a wife with a husband and two
there
kids.
Is
there
is risk if he flirts with you. There's risk. What? Not with her.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
And you got to be like, yeah, and she's coming home with me.
Yeah.
What up? She's coming home with daddy. You got to be proud of that. My wife is hot. People are, even if he is into her, who cares? Be like, I'm glad he recognized she's a hottie. Extra tip.
I wouldn't say it in Lunchbox's words like hottie and daddy, but he is on to something.
Hottie and
it should make you feel as the husband like, oh wow, my
wife. Why are
wife
you so threatened by service industry people all the time?
It's not
like customer service. You're always like,
you
angry
want
with
good
them.
Service, you have to complain sometimes.
Did you complain?
Nope.
How much did you tip him? What percentage?
Normal 20%.
Oh, okay.
No way.
I did. I sure did.
I'm saying no way. That's normal for you.
Oh, 20%.
Yeah. Come on, Bobby Bones Show. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Really appreciate you guys being part of the show today. For listening, for calling, for tweeting. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much. iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Thanks, guys. Come on, Bobby Bones Show.